It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
That's me.
Hey, all right. It's time for the swap meet. This is our regular segment Wednesday nights, where we evaluate memorabilia, collectibles, your junk. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter with us every Wednesday. Good to see you, Greg. How
good
are you?
Good to see you. Thanks again.
Thanks for being here on a rainy night.
No problem.
All right.
Nothing better.
So how was it was a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Did that help in the scavenging around Chicago?
Yeah, it was a great weekend for buying and selling. Unfortunately, this weekend doesn't look as good. But yeah, I found a few things I normally don't find. So it was cool buying this weekend.
Do you see a lot of people come out when the weather's nice?
Oh, like, yeah.
It's droves out to,
yeah. And then as I was mentioning you last week, up at Wolf's and Allstate Arena, they have 600 to 700 vendors there. It's crazy. You know, how many people come out. Yeah. I mean, and it's almost I've never seen a flea market that big. So
there you go.
But that's a fun thing.
All right. 312-981-7200. You know the drill. If you got something you'd like to brag about or you want to know what the value of it is, give us a ring or text in. 312-981-7200. Greg, what'd you find this week?
I brought in three things.
All right.
I got a Super 8 color, like movie reel-to-reel of the fight with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. They're the highlights, of course, because they can't fit it all on this small reel. But
so it's a small reel-to-reel,
yep.
Like an 8-inch there.
Yep.
And it's the actual, it's got a great little cover.
Yeah. Yep.
What does
it's
it say?
It's got the cover, Fight of the Champions.
Fight of the Champions. What year is it?
Oh, geez.
It's probably a year somewhere on there. It looks like a 60s kind
of. Yeah, I want to say 60s. You know, it's not on the box.
Yeah, but,
sorry.
But the idea that was essentially, that was VHS of its time.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's pre-recorded, you know, like many movies back then were on Super 8. So there's that. I also brought in a 1978 Chevrolet service manual, and those are kind of desired for all different models because people want to, you know, if they're fixing these cars, they need to, you know, wiring diagram or they need just to know how the car was built so they can repair it. So those are kind of in demand, and I found a 1978 one of that.
Is 78 a
the most desirable year,
but
still, you know, I'll have no problem selling that, so that will go nice.
All right.
And then the last thing is kind of something I don't normally see, and I see the guys on American Pickers buy these quite a bit, so it was cool for me to actually see one in the wild. It's Liberty Fire Extinguisher, and this one happens to be made, I think, in Highland, Michigan. And, you know, like firemen or just people will just use these as decor on a bookshelf or something. But how it worked is it has a loop on top.
It's a long cylinder.
About, I don't know, 2 to 3 feet long. And they would hang it by a loop. And if there was a fire, I guess they would just yank this off of the loop. And then it has powder in it. There's no charge where it sprays or anything. It's just powder.
You just yank it and spread the powder.
Yeah, you just spread the powder, yeah. So it's kind of cool. These go
that
for about
cool.
$40, $35,
yeah,
$40.
Absolutely.
Bucks. Yeah, it still is loaded with the powder. Some are not, so you have to watch that when you're buying them.
312-981-7200. Greg Flam in studio. Ready to go. The texts and calls coming in. Let's go to JT. JT, what do you want to brag about?
I have a what's up, guys? Interesting
Hi.
Show. Always fun to listen about some of the stuff people have around the area.
Right,
yep,
right.
Thank you.
So I have something kind of unusual. I have the whole first collection of Garbage Pail Kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
In mint condition in a photo album.
Okay.
That is like air sealed and like.
Where did you get it?
Totally. Well, 90% of the collection I collected when I was like 11.
No way.
And yeah, for real. And then about, I don't even know, 10 years ago, I finished the collection just using the internet, obviously.
Yeah.
And
I'm just amazed that they made it. I mean, I did Garbage Pail Kids just like you, and I would be like 11 years old and I'd be like, yeah, now I'm gonna bend the edges.
Right, or bicycle spoke, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we were big about it. I mean, it was like my friends and I were, I mean, keeping the cards pristine and trading them and, you know, being able to find the the harder ones to find, like atom bomb and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the key. So you were smart back then.
Isn't there a Donald Trump one? I remember seeing that somewhere on Google that there's a Trump one.
I'll have to look that up.
I think it's Donald Dump.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, there absolutely is a Garbage Pail Kid.
That's cool.
Yeah, there is.
All right, Greg, what do you think?
What I'm seeing is it looks like a full set, 1985 to 2011, has recently sold for about $1,900.
Wow.
They have, you know, as the caller mentioned, you can get the individual ones to complete your set or, you know, anything in between. So yeah, they're all over. But if he's got a complete set,
and I would assume you know that, JT, because you've been using the internet to try and get your collection up to speed.
I'll be honest with you, I did not know that. I absolutely have just like, they're literally sitting where kids can't, where you know my kids can't get at them.
Good idea.
They've been sitting there for no joke a decade.
Wow.
I haven't searched the internet for when I completed the collection. My search was done. I was just done.
You're like,
that was it.
There you go.
Yeah. So I actually have the second set also, the full complete set.
And what years would that be then? What years were the first set you said and then the second?
You know what? I honestly don't know.
That's all right.
All I knew, yeah, I don't know.
I love the irony.
I collected them. I enjoyed them, but I didn't really care to, you know, understand them. I thought they were funny and, you know, and
right.
And, when I was a kid. And
well, I find it really great that you went to lengths to get this collection. Once you got the collection, you locked it away.
Right.
Lock and key from your own kids so they can't mess with it.
Yep, he's smart.
At the end of the day, they are somewhat
They're too young.
They look too fun to leave late.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, JT.
Started late, so they're too young for it. So, but soon, I'll let them check them out.
All right, cool. Good. Supervised, right. Of course.
Yep.
For sure.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man. All right, good start. Wow, man, can you imagine getting $2,000 for Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah, that's a lot of years, though. He sounded like he had, like, maybe 1 or 2 years, and this was
the full set.
16 years of them, yeah, so for $2,000. So.
Regardless.
Yeah,
they were,
cool.
Like, 30 cents.
Yeah.
And you get, like, four of or five of them, and you'd
in
be
a pack,
like, yeah.
Yeah, it's similar to the Wacky Packs. That was my era. I did that before.
That blows my mind. 312-981-7200, the number. Greg Flamm in studio. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls and texts on the Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's the download here on 720 WGN Wednesday nights. We're doing a swap meet. Greg Flamm's in studio at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We're evaluating your junk, your collectibles, your memorabilia. What do you want to brag about tonight? 312-981-7200. Pete Zimmerman, he wanted to brag about he has Super Bowl 29.
Oh, cool.
On VHS.
Okay.
What do you think?
Home recorded or like the greatest
home
hits
home.
And thing
definitely
that they put
home.
Out? Yeah, home recorded.
Definitely
yeah.
Home. Probably taped over.
Yeah.
Something else.
Yeah. Fades into.
It's pristine.
Oh yeah,
it's pristine.
So it's like a brand new VHS you pulled out for this one.
Oh yeah.
Is it labeled nice?
Oh, it's labeled nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not like
just
scribble?
think of the commercials. Whatever year that 1996 or
that
something. The
true.
Commercials might be just dynamic.
That's true.
Start the bidding at $50. What do you think? Too high?
I'd probably start at 15. Go from there.
Hey,
but still, that's not bad. I mean,
that's not bad at all. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's see what we got here. Text wise. All right, I have a set of 12 apothecary jars for your antique radio show. Of course, half of them are small, half of them are large. The labels are glass hand rays from the jar, and they're gold accents.
Wow.
They've been in our family for 75 years or longer, and he sent a picture.
Yeah, 12 of them. I that could be quite a bit of money. I'm thinking 700 maybe to
what?
Start, and it could go up from there. I've seen them go as high just for one or two for $1,000.
Just bottles?
Yeah, they're jars. You know, I mean, and
jars sell for that kind of money.
Yeah, that old, and you know, people just use them for decor and memorabilia.
I'm going over to the Target, and I'm going to pick up all the jars I can and just
store them
for like
100
years, right?
Yep.
And I'll be like, these are antiques.
Yep. That's what you need to do.
I need to start doing that with all of it.
Right. That's why I say buy two. Use one, put the other one away.
That is a recipe for disaster.
It is. Right? That's a hoarder situation.
Yeah. 708 says, I have an Atlas Tire neon clock sign that works. What's it worth?
That's a good question. I've seen them before. I just don't see any right now listed or sold recently, so it's hard to give them a
what
price.
What is that? An Atlas Tire?
Atlas Tire, probably from the
Atlas Tire company.
Oh, and then it was like their advertising neon sign. So those can go for quite a bit. I'm going to guess $800 to start in that ballpark, but
jeez,
it could be a
man,
little bit more.
Big time.
Yeah, we got some big items
big
tonight.
Fish.
Yep.
All right, let's keep it going. Let's go to Bill. Bill, what do you want to brag about tonight in the swap meet?
Well, I don't want to brag. I'll probably end up crying. But what happened was my brother held on to a drum table that was given to me. My dad died in 73, and the story was that Thomas Jefferson gave it to Nathaniel Greene.
What?
It was like the shape of a tree. It was round, and it looked like a big drum.
Wow.
It had three carved out shelves with a little shelf on top that was 6 inches. It had brass balls on the bottom of it. And the story was it was in the original White House.
Wow.
And Thomas Jefferson gave it to Nathaniel Greene. What happened was my sister-in-law got tired of lugging it around, and she threw it away.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I'm just curious what something like that would have been
worth.
Wait,
so you don't have it anymore. Your sister gave it away.
Threw it away.
Oh,
And the story is there was only two of them. There was two identical ones. And
what's her reasoning? She's just like, I want to upgrade. I want to go modernist.
She was tired of lugging around her
brother-in-law
that was a ragamuffin's drum table, and so she just pitched it.
Wow. Yeah. Justin to fill here a little bit.
Oh, man. I don't know what to say. I mean, that's like when you got that kind of lineage and you go all the way back to the original White House, and then your sister-in-law's like, I don't know. I like blue.
No, it's not that. She kept it in a storage room forever, and then she decided she needed that space, so out to the trash it went.
What did she replace it with? That's the real issue. Like, what's in there
to
now?
Replace it with. She was just tired of holding on to it.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
She just pitched it.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. I wonder what something like that. What is an artifact that from the late, 18th century? I guess that would be Thomas Jefferson time. I mean, what would
a typical
something like that
antique drum table looks like? They're going for 100 to 600, but obviously this is
different. If you can actually,
If you can somehow prove,
If you prove it's from the White House,
that's
I would think
whole,
it's thousands of dollars.
Exactly,
obviously.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's
somebody
a shame.
The best part, Bill, is somebody picked that up on the roadside, and that's just like where all their bills are at, like just kind of like spread out,
or they don't even know what it is.
And they have no idea what they have.
Right.
Yeah, either that or it's in a heap somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks
that's
for
a heartbreaker.
Calling.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's a good story. I like that.
It is.
All right. We continue. 312-981-7200. 773 says they have a pair of 1800s dueling pistols.
Wow.
With matching powder cartridges.
Yeah, that's...
Dueling pistols. I challenge you to a duel. It's like that kind of thing?
Yeah, and...
Let me get my antique
I've seen them, like, you know, they're both in a case. They're displayed usually really nice. I'm looking them up now, though. But, that's going to be up there, too.
You think? I mean, it's a big-ticket item night.
Yeah,
you know, this is the kind of thing.
The big dog's out tonight.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that would be, that'd be something that you'd want. I mean, obviously with the resurgence of Hamilton and the story of dueling.
Yeah, right.
I bet you can go on and be like, Hamilton pistols.
Right. There's like reproduction dueling pistols that start at $50, but I'm trying to find the real deal.
Well, how do you know if they're real deal?
About $220, looks like.
All right. That's not so bad.
But I'm sure it can vary how, like, what is exactly included would vary.
Okay. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what do you want to brag about, Nick? What do you got?
Yeah, I got a bunch of 45 albums.
Okay.
One is of Caruso, and then there's most of the other ones are different show tunes.
Okay.
From various years. They're prior to the 50s.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know, all pretty old.
Do you know what kind of condition they're in, or were they stored?
They're in good condition. They've been in a bookcase for 50 years or more.
Okay. You know? They're Looking like they're between 12 and 25 per 45. The show tunes, I have to kind of know the know various ones.
Uh-huh. I thought when you said Caruso, I thought you meant like David Caruso from CSI.
Right.
No. This is Caruso, Enrique Caruso.
No, Enrique.
The opera singer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. I was off by 70 years.
To find out the value?
Yeah, you can send photos through the Facebook page, DuPage Picker, and I can send you.
I'm sorry, to where?
DuPage Picker on Facebook.
DuPage Clicker, did you say?
Picker,
like P-I-C-K-E-R, like he's picking out of the garbage.
Oh.
Sorry. Or, yeah.
Okay.
All right, try him there.
I'll take a look.
All right,
thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go ahead and take our break and get to the news on time so we can get to the callers, because I don't want the callers to wait too long. Helen's on the line. Mark's on the line. Cool. I also have a ton of texts that are now coming in.
Great.
So let's give it a chance to get a heads up and start looking at some of this stuff so we can go rapid fire after the news with Martyr. All right, we'll take a quick break. Swap Meet, 312-981-7200.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
That's me.
All right, Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. We're ready for the second half here. We're evaluating your junk, your collectibles, your memorabilia. What do you want to brag about? Tonight's the night, 312-981-7200. Why don't we start with Helen? Helen, what do you want to brag about?
Hi, I have two original Singer box packing crates.
Hmm. Okay. I did find a few. They're about $60 to $75 each.
Hmm. Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Me anything.
That's right. Probably not.
All right.
No, they didn't. Thank you very much.
All right,
thank you,
Helen,
for calling.
Swift.
Yep.
That was
rapid fire.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Well, guys, I acquired a pair of Longhorn steer horns about 40 years ago down in Kansas City. They're just under 9 foot tip to tip, and there's a pretty elaborate tooled leather centerpiece where the cow's head once was, if you will.
I love that you said you acquired them.
Yes.
How did you acquire? Tell me that you wrestled them off of a bull. Is that how it would work? No.
You won't believe this. I got it in an antique store.
Okay.
They were supposed to be a remnant from the stockyards down there. And this is back in the days when you could carry unusual things in airplanes.
Okay.
I brought it back home on a spare seat in United.
Wow.
There you go.
I mean, you can impale somebody with
one
of these
rabies.
Right. It's a lethal weapon, if you will.
That's wow.
All right. What's a longhorn under 9 feet, just under 9 feet, go for?
Looking 450 to 700.
Oh, okay. I paid, almost $200 at the time.
Wow, there you go.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Value.
Yep.
Amen.
All right, thanks,
Good luck with that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I just love the world.
Yep.
I love the world that you can type in something and be like, how much for longhorns? They're like, well, here's what they've sold for.
Steer horns, yep.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you want to brag about, Mark?
Hey, good evening.
Good
thanks
evening.
For the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Hi, I have two of the large farmhouse cast iron sinks. They're the single basin with like the left side is either like a wash tray or the where you'd put the dishes to dry.
Okay.
Are you collecting that stuff? I mean, is that something that you or is that just something you had in the farm?
Good one, Justin. No, I had an old 2-flat and they were left there, and I tried to work them into like a remodel, but it just wasn't working with the cost and the layout of the kitchen.
Well, check this out. The legs for them are actually worth more, I think, than the sink is. It looks like the legs are going for about $230.
The legs.
Yeah, and the sink, I'm seeing like 100 plus, but there isn't a big sample size to take, so you might want to do more research.
Who wants that kind of stuff? Is that like people who are doing redeveloping?
Redecorating, remodeling.
Huh.
Yeah, they want that old stuff.
Interesting.
Okay, thanks for the info.
Thanks,
no
Mark.
Problem. Thank you.
Like an eclectic group tonight, right?
Some good stuff.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the, I'm getting pictures sent in now, some pens. But let's go back to some of the stuff. 630 says I got most of the Playboy magazines from 1980 to 2014.
Wow. Yeah, that big a collection I've seen go for about $2,000.
Wow.
Maybe not even that big, so he might have more than 2,000 on hand, depending condition.
Just think, piling those up in your basement, it paid off.
Right, taking up all those Tupperware tubs.
All the piles of stacked up Playboys right. Next to your workout bench in the right. basement. It paid off.
Yep.
Now you get $2,000.
Yep.
And you're probably buff. Probably right. from all that working out. 815, Game 7 World Series ticket signed by Bryant, Chris Bryant.
Yeah, that I don't have yet.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good early. That's going to be have to, you know, we have so many sports memorabilia ones that come in. It feels like, you know, if you had a, we get so many people like, I got this thing signed from 1969 or I got mm-hmm. this. I mean, there hasn't been much value added to a World Series ticket Game 7 yet, right? I mean, we're only talking months, not years.
Right. There's people asking $6,000 to $1,000 for it, but because it happened so recently, I'm not seeing many sold. So let me keep checking. But,
all right. We'll keep checking on that.
Yeah.
I would think it's too early. 847 says they have a complete N64 game collection, Nintendo 64.
That could be the big winner tonight.
Really?
Yeah, $10,000 is what.
What?
Like, and that's just the games without.
Okay,
just
so you have
the
to
game
have all
cartridges.
The games,
right.
You have to have the game. That's without the system?
Without the system. Just if you have every N64 system game, not the game unit or the paddles
wow.
or anything, just the games has sold for $10,000.
Could you imagine if you had that stuff? But I mean, you have to be in mint condition, like non-played?
I would think they still have to be like in the cardboard box, you know, that they came in.
Because I was going to say, imagine if you were such a geeky kid that you had every game and it paid off.
Yep.
The investment paid off now, $10,000 worth.
Well, you know how it is. Now the investment is like they do these tournaments in arenas, you know, like just guys playing each other video
right.
games and packing arenas. Who would have thought that, you know, 20 years ago?
Let's talk to Kyle. Kyle, what do you want to brag about, Kyle?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First time caller.
All right.
I called to brag about my very large video game collection since you mentioned it.
Okay.
I've got Atari 2600 games, like more than 100 of them.
Wow.
Original Nintendo games, you know, the whole Punch-Out, Mario Duck Hunt, all that stuff,
yep.
Super Nintendo, N64, Sega Genesis.
You have all that stuff?
Yeah, you'd have to decide you want to separate the systems or just sell it as a huge lot.
Do they work? Do they still work? Everything works?
Everything works perfectly.
You got to blow in those?
Yeah, you got to.
A lot with the Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Weirdly, the Atari stuff works the best, and that's the oldest stuff I got.
Yeah.
They don't make them like they used to.
Does Tyson Punch-Out come up with the codes? Do you get the codes with it?
Yeah, I still have the codes written
nice.
down. I'm the one who lets you fight Mike Tyson
right
away and stuff.
Do you have them in the original, like the games in the original boxes or the systems with the original box?
No, you got rid
of the
box.
I have a couple boxes. Not all of them. My basement flooded, so a lot of boxes got ruined.
Well, I can tell you, if you just have like Atari games without the original box or without the manual, some of them are only like $3 and up.
What?
Just for the 2600 games without the original box or manual, but... if you have a complete system, like I could tell you an NES system by Nintendo, it goes for about $2 to $2.50 in the box right now.
I say, Kyle, that you set up, get down in that basement. I know it flooded at some point, but you set up different little areas for different games, and you just invite all of us over.
You read my mind.
And we just have a little cocktail party,
right.
And we just go from one area to another.
Right.
You know, put some cool music on and just try
right.
it out.
They're all hooked up to one TV. We're going to have to move around.
We're going to have to get some new TVs for you.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a few TVs. I would, like,
all
make
right.
your own museum, charge a buck to get in.
Yeah. I mean, I have musicians and people on the show, and they're always talking about going to house parties and all these kids show up. I think you get rid of the musicians, just do video games.
Yeah.
You're onto something, man.
The old video games are just so in demand right now. So you definitely have some great stuff, and I would try to take care
Kyle,
of it.
Your basement,
it right.
your basement would be hipster heaven.
Yep.
Oh, God, it already is.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Yep, thanks for calling.
312-981-7200. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Greg. Greg, what do you want to brag about, Greg?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, a couple of things. One has a funny quick story that goes with it. It's a Rolling Stone magazine from 1990, early 90s, when Tom Cruise is in that movie with the planes, so Thunder, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
The movie with the planes? Oh, Top Gun.
He's a pilot.
Yeah, Top Gun.
Did you say Thunder something?
Yeah.
He probably had a Thunder car movie or something.
No, he was in Days of Thunder.
There you go.
That's the NASCAR Tom Cruise. But Top Gun, everyone knows Top Gun's the plane one.
Yep.
So it was a Top Gun movie.
All right. Okay.
And he appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
Okay.
And I was at Oprah. I saw Oprah, and he was the guest.
Right.
At the Rolling Stone magazine with me, and got Oprah to bring it over to Tom to sign it, and he signed it with a pen that didn't work. And he's like, oh, shoot, what am I going to do?
Oh, wow.
But said, I'll take care of you. We'll get you a marker afterwards. So so basically, he signed it twice on the cover with his picture. And I've kept that damn thing in my dresser for the last 30-some-odd years. I'm wondering if that's worth anything or if it's just worth nothing.
I don't know. Is that the famed one where he jumps up and down on the couch?
No. This is where he's like in the T-shirt coming out of the water.
I'm talking about the Oprah.
The Oprah, yeah, Oprah.
Like, there's a famous, that's the one where he jumps up and down, I'm in love.
Jumping on the couch.
Yeah, I think it would have been institutionalized if I saw that.
Yeah. Someone's asking $100 for a sign that's that exact magazine sign, but I can't find any sold of that exact magazine.
I don't know
magazine.
Who's buying that, right? Maybe Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
All right. And the other question I have is from 1983, I have a ticket stub from David Bowie's Let's Dance tour.
Oh, wow, nice. Yeah.
It's signed by Bowie. I actually met him.
Oh, you signed it? Okay, great.
Man, look at you, Greg.
There you go.
You're rocking the spot. All right. What do you got on that one?
Let me see if I can get that. But, yeah, a lot of David Bowie stuff is really nice prices now.
It sounds like Greg's. He's hobnobbing with the stars. You got a little Tom Cruise,
right?
A little David Bowie. Those are big stars.
It looks like some of his ticket stubs signed have gone for 126 and up.
There you go.
And I do want to mention that stars have been known to buy their own stuff on eBay to like as a stock. To you know, it's like between like football players and stuff. It's kind of like they send people to, you know, buy their stuff to kind of brag about my stuff.
Yeah,
oh, I know. That's why I wanted to tell you about it.
312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to Sharon. We'll get to Marty. We'll get to all the techs on the line. Swap meet. Stay with us. All right. Swap meet. 312-981-7200. Got a couple minutes left. Let's try to get through them all. Rob, what do you want to brag about, Rob?
I've got a personal phone book from an entertainment lawyer from the mid-1960s.
That's
wild. And it has different phone numbers for different blues musicians like Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry.
Where'd you get this?
That's crazy.
I trash-picked it from a high-rise on Lakeshore Drive in the early 90s, back when I was going to Columbia.
The story's even better.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, it is.
You're just like walking around, and you're like, oh, look at that. That looks like a planner.
Yeah,
it was crazy. The crazy thing was we called the Chuck Berry number. This is back in 1991, and it still worked. It was for his office down in St. Louis.
That's great.
Did you and your buddies try every number in there?
Yeah, and that was the only one that went through. And that was right around the time I think he had some cameras in the toilets or something.
Oh yeah, he had that weird thing. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. That'd be so fun. At least it'd be like one. You guys had one good night with it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
No, you've got something great there, though. I mean, I can't even put a price on that. I would definitely like have that checked out. Maybe even go to an auction house and see what they can get for it. It's that high. Oh. Like it could be.
I just kept it as a personal. Yeah. I don't even really want to part with it. Just
no,
as
you
a
can't.
Big.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But you easily got something in the thousands, maybe over 10,000, maybe. Depending, you know.
Really?
Yeah, that blues, that early Chess record stuff and blues stuff is so hot, especially right now. So if you are going to sell it, I would check it out, you know, the next couple of years, because
make it your pet project. Try to figure out how to sell that thing.
That is really cool. And I can't stress enough how big that could be if you have it checked out.
That's so
great.
Random.
And you garbage picked it is even better.
Yeah, it was just garbage. It was literally in the garbage.
Yeah,
that's great. High rise right up Lakeshore Drive.
That is
some
awesome.
The manager up there is like, none of these phone numbers work anymore.
Yep.
And he threw it down the way.
Yep.
There you go, Rob.
That's
thanks,
an awesome.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling
for calling.
With that. That's awesome. Sharon, what do you want to brag about?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My husband and I were back in 1974 in a little antique shop in McLean, Illinois, looking for furniture. We came across a dresser for $90 that I didn't like, but we did buy it.
Okay.
And it's been in our house for 40 years, probably.
Wow.
It is a Limbert.
Limbert.
Okay.
Craftsman. We looked it up on the internet the other day, and it is worth $3,500.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all.
$90 at $3,500. Way to go.
Yeah. I mean, mid-century furniture is just so hot right now, and so you've got a great item there. I'd have that checked out as well.
Yeah, nice I've never time. Liked it. But I wonder, could you tell me when it was made? Do you have any idea when that Limbert dresser, I mean, ours is mint.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you because I'm basically just looking up prices, and they're all over the place depending on condition.
Yeah,
but
it.
If you want to send a picture, I can get further into it for you.
Love it.
Okay.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you for calling.
Marty, what do you want to brag about, Marty?
Hi there, second time caller.
Uh-oh.
I knew it.
I love your show. I want to brag about your show, too, man. It's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. I'm 75 years old. I'm a huge collector.
Okay.
I have 4 mugs made by Applause, Batman, Robin, Two-Face, and Riddler.
Okay.
I also have the Wacky Packs. The other guy had the Garbage Kids.
Garbage Pail, yeah.
I have Wacky Packs. I got about 125 of them.
Whoa.
Wow.
I have them right here in my hand. It's hysterical.
Okay, are they 1970s, the 73, 74 Wacky Packs?
My sons are 52 and 50. Oh, is there a year on them?
Well, they made them again, but the ones that are worth the most are 1973, 74, and there are individual ones that are worth close to $1,000. But
oh, God.
Getting back to your...
please,
we had that call.
Tonight.
Yeah, you'll be up all night pricing them, but
I have all of them.
Yeah.
I have Maybelline cow mascara. I got Bent cigarettes. I used to smoke Kent.
Yeah.
I've got the Chef Girl RD spaghetti.
Okay.
What year are these? And I've got the Moran blank
crows. They'll be marked at the bottom, 73 or 74, but I would look those up if you could.
All right, how do I look them up?
Well, you got to go to the online site and punch in the name of the card, blah, blah, blah. But
good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Right.
And they'll give me the value?
Yeah. Right. Make sure you click on the left side. There's a sold box because people could ask for $1 million for them. But just click the sold, and that will give you an idea. But your mugs aren't that high. They're about $17 average for each one.
Oh, really? It's not? Okay. I'm just wondering.
Your Wacky Packs are worth more.
They're the money maker.
Oh, I'm going to look that up. I also have Valentine cards from my firstborn. He's 52.
Okay.
And I still have his Valentine cards from 1965.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're Hallmark. They're American Greetings. Are those worth anything? I mean, you know.
Some are. I couldn't tell you off the bat what they are worth, but I would hold on to those as well and look those up. But they're
and look them up under Hallmark.
Yeah,
or
just
the year?
The year or vintage, Hallmark cards or Valentine cards.
There you go, Marty.
And
I love your enthusiasm.
I have the Rolling Stone magazine with Janet Jackson on the cover.
Oh, there you go. That's I don't know what that's.
What do you think that's worth?
Write me through Facebook like what you're seeing right now, like in front of you.
Right.
No, I have this all on my bed right now because I knew where
it was. Here's the deal. Call back on next Wednesday with the new stuff.
All right, honey.
Okay.
I will.
You're the best.
All right,
thanks, Marty.
You're the best.
Marty's great.
That was awesome.
All right, quickly. We got to go quick because Patty's coming up here. Peter Max, signed lithograph, self-portrait.
Don't have it ready for you.
2 sterling silver tea sets, about 80 years old, belong to my grandma.
Yeah, those are all over the place as well.
Okay.
So I hate to give a price.
Okay. A Ronson lighter mechanical surgery pencil.
Yeah, that is cool. If he has it in the original box, it could go for about $240. just the pen lighter itself is about 25 to 30. So having it in the box really affects the price on that.
And then a wooden danger zone sign from a railroad crossing crossbuck.
Yeah.
Bought it about 45 years ago.
Yeah, not really seeing those on there. So, you know, it's kind of.
This is fun. Marty really got me pepped up.
I know.
The show's ending and I'm all pepped up.
I know. I'm ready.
She energized us.
I'm ready to go estate sale shopping now.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Hopefully the rain will hold off and I'll be at Wolf's at Allstate Arena.
There you go. Greg Flamm every Wednesday night here on The Download doing a swap meet. You can get him at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. Greg, great job.
Thank you so much.